This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We started talking about the Real ID, which is one of the latest schemes the federal government wants to shove down the state's throats. And by latest, I mean it actually happened like a decade ago, and several states, I think you said 23 of them, Daryl, are non-compliant for the most part with Real ID.
Actually, only 23 are completely compliant.
Sorry. So the remainder of the states, more than half, are actually not compliant completely with this, and some not compliant at all with this mandate that is, again, unfunded, which is one of the reasons why many of the states are refusing to participate in it. So it's not like they're principled or anything, and they care about the freedom of the people and care about opposing a national ID. They're just opposing it out of the fact that they're lazy bureaucrats. But nonetheless, they are opposing it, so I'll support them on it, because I am not a fan of the U.S. federal government and the violence that they rain down upon their own people and people all around the globe. And, of course, just simply coming out and being critical of the government, not pledging absolute fealty to it and worshiping it and worshiping its concept and what it's supposed to be, makes me apparently an enemy. There are some mad people here tonight. Apparently they've been calling the board up and cursing him out. I don't know if they think that it's you or I that's answering the phones, Daryl, back there at the GCN Studios.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you to our wonderful board operators for putting up with that. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Dan. He's in Spiceland, Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Dan.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. Great. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I'm going to attempt to answer a question for you without getting into an argument and without cussing and swearing at anybody. So,
all right.
Here it goes. Earlier, I caught the gist of that woman from Germany that had the German birth certificate.
Yeah, she couldn't get a passport.
A U.S. citizen.
Apparently a U.S. citizen, but they just won't give her a passport.
Okay. I was just wondering, could she renounce that German passport and, like, apply for an American one?
She never had a German passport. She got a German birth certificate because she was born in Germany.
It. Okay. Yeah, you have to forgive me. I was listening in the truck on the way.
No problem. It was a little confusing of a situation.
Yeah, because I would think if you would renounce one, you should be able to get another one if you're already here.
Right. No, she was saying that she's unable to get any passport, and she would like to go on a cruise, and she can't go on the cruise without a passport, and she doesn't have a passport from anywhere.
But yet she does have a driver's license and a Social Security card and all kinds of other trappings of being an American. So it was a very, very bizarre story. Dan, was there other stuff that you want to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
Well, the other thing, too, is the gentleman that earlier was talking about the babies being born, not being U.S. citizens and everything. That's what I was going to say. He's on crack because, I mean, as soon as that baby touches someone's hand and that's on American soil, that infant has become an American citizen, period.
Yeah, he might not like that. You know, he might disagree with that policy, but that is generally the policy. Dan, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Let's continue with David listening in South Boston, Virginia. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, fellas. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to listen to you on WLNI out of Lynchburg, and it's raining down here, and it's coming in and out. But I think I heard someone say something about hating the United States.
I don't hate them. But I mean,
I said it was coming in and out. Okay. Well, I don't like the government either.
Yeah.
I'm a native-born Virginian. Our family's been here. We can't find when they came here. It's at least 300 years. And I love Virginia. I love it warts and all. I love what Virginia did for the world by creating this great nation, I think. And I'd like to share a little event with you real quick.
Share a little what?
An event I had.
Okay.
That I was real proud of.
Sure.
We're about 25 miles from Red Hill, Patrick Henry's home. That's where new citizens come to be more or less sworn in, and they all have a chance to speak how glad they are to be new American citizens. And it's you leave there beaming with pride. And I don't like the government. I don't like what it's doing. It's too big. It's too cumbersome. And
yep.
I agree with you on that. I wish my radio reception would.
Yeah, it doesn't make you a bad guy. I mean, just because you don't like the government doesn't mean that you don't like freedom. I mean, how someone could conflate the U.S. government with freedom is beyond me, because the U.S. government, everything they do is antithetical to freedom. They are the biggest force in the world to destroy freedom as opposed to anything else out there.
The largest terrorist organization in the world is the United States federal government.
Absolutely.
If we let them. It's our duty when we see it happening, but people are so nonchalant about it, they don't care. They don't care about working to get it back down to size.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. In fact, I have to say, I'm to the point where I don't think you can get the federal government down to any kind of size. I think
right.
That's a hopeless case.
I believe you can.
How?
Like I said, we've been here for 300 years. You and two armies won't take me off my dirt.
The strength of your belief, though, is not going to end the government as we know it. So how do you believe that you can bring it down to size? I mean, get realistic. How are you going to do it?
The best thing we can do is get active or take it to court. The courts is the last resort, but we have to.
The
be
courts
active.
Vote in the favor of the state more often than not.
Yes.
Usually, the courts backing up the size and the scope of the federal government, increasing its power over the people. So, turning to the courts probably isn't going to solve your problem. I don't mind getting active. I've been active for my entire adult life, and that's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because I realized that libertarian types like myself need to get together into one geographic area so we can actually have effectiveness when we're active, because I used to be active alone in Florida, and boy, was that a lonely road.
I'm not so lonely down here in South Side, Virginia, because we pretty much wrote the book. But we can't, sure as heck can't do what they're doing out in Oregon now. It makes a loud noise, but it doesn't accomplish anything.
Lots of heat, but little light, perhaps, in that particular.
Yeah, the best people you can know is a judge and a few lawyers.
Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate hearing from you. It certainly never hurts to know the judge. But all that said, knowing a judge isn't going to overturn the federal government's control and power either, nor is getting active. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to tell you not to be active. By all means, go ahead and bang your head up against that federal government wall until you're bleeding, and then maybe you'll realize that it's not going to change anything. You can go. Now, he lives in Virginia, so that's pretty close to D.C. compared to most folks. If he wants to go and, wave a sign in Washington, D.C., he can certainly do that. You can call some Congress critters and see if they care about what you have to say. You probably won't get them on the phone at any point or get to speak to them at all.
But you'll speak to some probably minimum wage high schooler, and they'll take a note, and who knows if the member of Congress ever actually sees those notes.
We apparently have lost our phone system. Didn't that happen last week at this time, Daryl? Was it Saturday last time when we...
I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, but there was one point where, we had the full bank of callers, and then it just froze and went poof.
It has happened again, so I'm going to give you our alternative number, because we have backup phone lines here, 603-435-1105. It is not toll-free, but you can still call it. Probably most cell phones, you don't have to pay for long distance. So 603-435-1105, if you are on hold and you were expecting to get on to talk to us, please accept my utmost apologies for the technical difficulties. It was no one's fault except for whoever manufactured the phone unit, and it might not have even been their fault. So could have been the phone company's fault. Anyway,
it's in the matrix.
603-435-1105, or you can Skype in, and then you'll sound pretty awesome. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So whatever it is that you want to discuss, whether it's the out-of-control federal government and how exactly you're going to rein that in. I mean, I do love hearing people's grandiose schemes. Usually they involve, throw out the bums. Well, that doesn't work. Because then you usually, if you do get a bum get thrown out, which hardly ever happens because the incumbents usually win.
Another bum takes his place.
Yeah, it's almost always another scumbag, low-life, piece of trash politician that takes their place, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. Doesn't matter. So, don't call the toll-free line. Call us at 603-435-1105, and we'll get you on the air on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. But the toll-free lines aren't working right now due to some sort of technical difficulty. So instead of that, you can call us at the not-toll-free lines, which are 603-435-1105. Those are our backup lines. And those numbers generally work all the time. We just don't get them out. 603-435-1105, and Skype us if you want, and then you'll sound really great. And if you sound really great, then we're more likely to keep you on sometimes. So the Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request along. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it in our Skype. And then after that, you just hit the call button and you're good to go. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you want to get your shopping done online, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the link you'll find there. There's actually three links for Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. And then you can purchase whatever it is that you want through those links. Then Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's a very, very simple process. So drop on in there over at shop.freetalklive.com as we go and continue with your calls and thoughts at 603-435-1105. Let's go to Richard in North Carolina. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey.
Welcome.
Those discussions about the border states.
Yes.
You know, up there in Canada, it reminded me of, I've never been to a border state, so I don't know what it's like. But does anybody remember when John McCain was running for president and he was asked at a news conference, what about these borders? And he talked about, you know, if you're here illegally, even if you've been here for years, you should go back. And only the legal immigrants should be here. And does anybody remember this?
It sounds like everything that every politician says. I mean, most of these guys pander towards the people who don't want folks to come here because there's a lot of xenophobia inside the United States. And so the politicians know if they pander to xenophobia, and that is the fear of other people from elsewhere, that
people that are different.
Yeah. Then that will give them political points and they'll be able to win another election. So what John McCain said sounds like what every politician says to me.
Okay. Here's the kicker. Does anybody remember when that the researcher said, hey, Mr. McCain, we found 50,000 illegal immigrants in your state of Arizona? And he said that, what should you think you, what will you do as president? And the person said, there were 50,000 illegal immigrants from Europe in the state of Arizona. Does anybody remember that?
I'm sure somebody does, but I don't.
Well, what if someone does remember it? Okay, then what?
Well, it matches what the discussion early in the show with tonight, that, you know, some people get treated at the border. Those border states, they get treated differently.
Yeah, that's true.
It just reminded me of that.
Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, Richard. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I would say it's true that the police do treat people differently based on their appearance. And that's not okay.
And Arizona, you may recall, is one of the first states that passed these horrible papers, please, sort of legislation that authorized police to detain anyone whom they suspected of being in the country illegally after any quote-unquote lawful contact. Seeing a police officer and waving is lawful contact that would then give them the authority under this horrible SB 270 to come over and then say, how are you now provide documents that you're here legally?
If you want to join us here, the toll-free lines are now back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can also continue with our callers on this side at 603-435-1105. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live, unscreened. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
I was actually holding on the other line, and then I heard that it was going down, so I called on the cost.
Welcome back. Glad you made it back through. Yeah. Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, if that lady who is born in Germany is still listening. I was born in Germany, too, and I tell you, it was easy to get my birth certificate from Germany. Cause I emailed, because all you have to do is find the hospital, if you know which hospital mm-hmm. you are, and mine was in Würzburg, and they have a website that you can go to the actual, get the email address to the clinic, and I sent a generic. I mean, you can also have, the website is in German, but you can have it, you can hit a button and it'll translate to English, so but it's very easy.
She's got the birth certificate. She needs a passport from somewhere, yeah. and the U.S. government, well, she says, won't give her one.
Well, that's why, because, see, I went, I ordered mine at 10 o'clock, and I was got a response at 6 in the morning, or whenever they, you know, they're a few hours ahead of us, mm-hmm. and they told me what to do, and so I went ahead and set off for it. You know, the thing that bothered me was they wanted cash, and I thought it was a scam, but I went ahead and did it anyhow. And they did send me three copies of my German birth certificate, but when I tried to use it here, the reason I got three of them was, you know, Homeland Security got real sticky about getting your driver's license renewed. And I said, well, when I turned 16, I got my driver's license, and nothing's changed. And they said, that's okay, you gotta get a birth certificate. So that's when I pursued that. And then when I brought it into them, they said, no, it's got to be an American. So what you need to do is contact the American consulate in Virginia, and because apparently, you know, after I was born, you know, my parents had to get a passport for me then, and so they had to get, you know, a recording of birth in Germany. And that was recorded with the American consulate, and they have a record of that. And so if she ever had that done, then she'll be able to get it.
All right. Good advice, hopefully. Thank you, Don, for your call tonight. Contact the American consulate. They might be able to help with some sort of acknowledgement of birth. I don't know. It sounds like a confusing mess of bureaucracy to me. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE and 855-450-3733. Well, go to Greg in Anniston, Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hello, Greg.
Yes.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about illegal aliens. I did a little traveling in my lifetime, and I saw some people. I thought they were black, but they weren't. They were speaking different languages, and that I felt very, very, very hysterical about them. You know, Senegal was playing as a kind of got a tackle, you know, and it was so nervous. It made me nervous.
It's kind of hard to understand. Are you having trouble understanding him, Daryl?
I'm having trouble hearing. I can understand what he's saying, but I'm having trouble hearing him.
I want to see if we can get you on a clearer connection here, Greg. Stand by. We're going to try to bring you back. Because I do want to know what he's having to say. He says he's really concerned about immigration
because he saw people speaking a different language and that got him concerned.
I want to know more about this. So hopefully we'll be able to get Greg on a clearer connection. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything you want. Plus, U.S. Marshals have raided a hoverboard booth at CES.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossig with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. U.S. Marshals have raided a hoverboard booth at the Consumer Electronics Show. There's video of some of it happening. We'll share some of that with you in moments.
Are these those hoverless hoverboards that have wheels?
This is similar to those hoverboards, but different. I'll explain when we get to the story. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here. You can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You looking for something to do this weekend? You got an hour and a half to kill? Well, check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a great documentary movie that I happen to have the pleasure of being the executive producer of. That means that I gave some money and pulled a few strings to kind of make things happen. But ultimately, the creative decisions were in the hands of Derek J and editor Bo Davis, who you can hear on the commentary tracks, which are only available on the DVD, the Special Director's Cut DVD. But you can watch the movie for free online anytime at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a great documentary made by Free State Project Early Movers, like us, and about, mostly, Free State Project Early Movers here in Keene, about a year's worth of some of the activism that that happened here. And it turned into a really epic documentary film. So if you haven't seen it yet, go and check it out. It's got over 170,000 views on YouTube as of my most recent check. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and if you want to order it on DVD, it's less than $8. And that includes free Super Saver shipping or Amazon Prime if you order the appropriate amounts through Amazon. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com and enjoy. As we go to Greg, we got him on a different line here. It's on over on our side, so hopefully it'll sound a little bit better. Greg, you were calling from Anniston, Alabama, expressing some concerns about what you term illegal immigration or illegal immigrants. Can you go ahead and tell us your story? What was it that you encountered or you experienced?
Okay, it's their language. They had black skin, but they were like rushing people away from me. I didn't know what they were saying, and I was really afraid. You know, I think they should be to themselves. They're gonna be here, and they shouldn't speak in public. You know, because
did you just say that they shouldn't speak in public?
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
This is a new one. I have to say, I have heard a lot of things on Free Talk Live over the years.
It's confusing.
It's scary to you. You said you were scared by them.
They were rushing away from me, you know. Everybody rushing.
So they're not speaking Russian. They were rushing away from you. Well, what language were they speaking?
Maybe I was complaining like the average American, but they were like rushing everybody away from me, you know, and they were looking crazy.
Why, if they were running away from you, were you scared of them?
Know.
We do have to get rid of your call because you can't say the S word on the radio.
I'm wondering if he had encountered some Japanese people that work at the Honda plant about 20 miles away from where he lives.
He said they look black.
I don't know.
You've actually been to Anniston. You know there's a Honda plant there.
There's a Honda plant in Lincoln, Alabama that's 20 miles from Anniston.
Okay. I don't think
I'm from Birmingham, which is about 45 miles from Anniston.
So I've heard a lot of things on Free Talk Live over the years. A lot of people who, you know, want to control immigration in one way or another. And usually when you hear someone complaining about them speaking another language, usually what will come out of their mouths is, well, there ought to be a law. We need a national language in the United States. And I got to say, that dude threw me for a loop. I was expecting him to say there ought to be a law, but no, he wants there to be a law prohibiting them from speaking entirely. Like, if you can't speak English, you shouldn't be able to say words.
That there is something in the Alabama State Constitution that says that English is the official language of the state of Alabama.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's news to me.
It has no real enforcement because they will provide documents in other languages upon request, but English is the official language, so all documents are first done in English.
All right, let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Although, I do want to add, that's ridiculous, the idea that somebody should be prohibited from speaking simply because they're speaking in a language you don't understand. I mean, come on, kids speak in Pig Latin. I mean, if you don't understand the language, they shouldn't be able to say anything.
During World War I, there were people that were actually arrested for speaking German in public.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Wow. Did they get thrown in a camp, too?
They were not placed in concentration camps. They were placed in regular prison.
Whew. We've also got Skype here. Skype username is LRN.FM. Let's go to David. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Hey, David.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment, or I guess to talk a little bit more about your comment. Maybe I misunderstood it, so give you the chance to elaborate. You made a reference to a recent law that was passed in Arizona, which would allow police officers to ask for immigration-related documentation to substantiate an individual's, legally being in the United States.
Yeah, that was SB 270. It was passed back in 2010.
Okay, and it seemed as though you had an issue with that, and I wanted you to maybe further elaborate on it. I'm not familiar with that, but I'm curious as to your issue with the with that situation.
Okay, so let me first ask you, do you believe in probable cause? Meaning that police need probable cause before they can begin an investigation?
I do, yes.
Okay. How is it anything other than a violation of probable cause to, upon seeing someone and greeting them with a hello, to then begin asking for documentation that they are within the country legally? Having committed no other offense, the the wording of the law specifies that upon lawful contact, not upon stopping them for suspicion of committing a crime, but any lawful contact then gives the police authority to investigate whether or not someone is in the country legally.
And I think that's a valid. I think your point is valid. I think that given the current state of the terrorist acts, I think that this is probably one of the challenges that we have to try to figure out. And I don't have the answer. I don't know that anybody does.
Well, the answer is I'll give you an answer. The answer is freedom is the answer. And screw all these challenges and these laws and these rules and regulations. We don't need that stuff. The excuse that, well, things are bad right now, so we need the government to ignore the Constitution and to just stop people on the streets and pat them down and question them. And I'm not saying that you're saying that, but there are people who, that for them, it doesn't matter that it's, this is essentially the American version of papers, please, right? You're on,
right.
You're on the streets. We're cops. We're going to demand papers of you. And if you don't give them up, then we're going to trump you up on some charges or whatever.
Yeah,
maybe beat you up. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't saying what you said, and I don't believe that they should go person by person to do that. I guess what I'm saying is it does spark the question that what can we do to address the issue that is upon us right now, that's where people are being killed at various acts. That I don't recall this situation 25, 30 years ago. At least, and maybe that's I don't know why that is. But something has changed.
When you say people are being killed, who's being killed?
In the terrorist acts, the violence that's occurring in the country that.
Isn't happening very much, right? Like, I mean, there's hardly any terrorism inside the United States. There's far more incidents of police terrorizing people in the United States than actual, like, you know, turban-wearing terrorists. Wouldn't you agree?
Well,
I mean, the cops in 2015 killed, like, 1,000 people in the United States.
Sure, the statistics obviously will show that.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, they should. They don't have to. Like in other countries around the rest of the world, like in Europe, for instance, is it Iceland where there's never been police?
I didn't say that they should show that. I said that they would show that.
Yeah, they do, though.
You're correct that if you look at the, I'm not saying they don't.
I didn't want to put words in your mouth. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The answer, of course, is freedom. What's the question? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. That's a good old Ernie Hancock line. It's
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you're on the line right now. If not, I'm not going to give you the number because we've got plenty of people who will be carrying us through to the end of this particular episode of Free Talk Live. But there's always another one, so if you don't get in tonight, you still got comments that you want to share, we'll be here tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. By the way, tonight it's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here, then please support the show via the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to get behind Free Talk Live so we can promote the ideas of liberty into as many marketplaces via radio distribution, also satellite distribution, and internet as possible. And it's $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Or now you can sign up with Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. And the fact that you can sign up with Bitcoin means that we've given you an anonymous option. So if you really want maximum anonymity, if you want to support the show, but you don't want us to know who you are or anything about you, just use a throwaway email address. Sign up for the site underneath that and then go ahead and amp the show under that throwaway email address. No problem at all. Totally anonymous. Pretty cool. Amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com, to the phones and the fun. Laura is calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Laura.
Hey, you're my new addiction. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I'm
listening
to the show tonight. Good show.
Thanks.
And I wanted to respond to what the gentleman who just called in, he used a curse word, an expletive online, and you had to cut his call. Was he from Alabama, I believe?
He was from Anniston, Alabama. He was very scared of some gentlemen who apparently were using a foreign language and then proceeded to run away from him. So for some reason, that was scary.
Well, and I think I thought he sounded as if he were a person of color, and I could understand why he found that disturbing. So I wanted to chime in with this. However free you are, if you're going to have any sort of social interaction, there are always rules that govern that. And I come from the hard north in this state, what some people call no man's land, okay?
Okay.
And how we got along up there, we all had exquisite manners. and we all recognize certain rules. And these were two things I was taught growing up in the hard North. One was, you don't whisper in someone's ear in front of other people, because it's an automatic offense.
Secret secrets are no fun. Secret secrets hurt someone.
Yeah, okay. And the second thing I was taught, if you are able to converse in a foreign language mm-hmm. with another person, you do not do that either in front of those who cannot understand you, because it is bound to lead to social offensiveness. It's going to
be taken
offensively
there.
By...
Yep. Yeah, I see where you're
so
coming from. In this
I
case, this may have been people
why
who...
that gentleman was disturbed, number one. I don't agree they shouldn't be allowed to speak, but I think having come to this country, some of the cultural norms might need to be explained.
Well, okay, but it presumes that they could speak English, right? Like, I understand what you're saying. If you're in the room with a bunch of people who speak English and there's two people who start speaking some other language in front of other people, that I can see that why that would be considered to be rude. Like, are they talking about
yes,
us? What are they saying?
My mother told me, never do that. That's going to cause so much heartache and offense. It's,
but it presumes that the people that Greg had encountered actually did
well,
know English
while
walking down a public sidewalk.
Cultural norms need to be explained to people that come to this country.
Yeah, and you're
not
going to explain anything if you're afraid
say,
of them. All right, so I've got a question for you, Laura.
No, I dare say they were afraid of him for some reason. There was some cultural supposition going on their part.
Could be. I mean, I don't know. That's you're right. You jumped to a conclusion, but you could be right about that. Daryl has a question for you.
I go to a gym here in Keene that is owned by a French-Canadian woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who she
right.
will speak
yes.
in French to her son and her husband in the gym.
Yeah.
And I don't take any offense to it, but, you know, like...
It's her property, though, right?
Right.
Does that change
her property, but still, she's doing
property,
it in front of other people.
It's also her business. And I would say that I used to work for a French-Canadian man and his wife, and I think very highly of them to this day. But they used to do that in front of me, and I didn't like it, and I remembered my mother telling me never to do that. I just thought, and I actually knew enough French to pick parts of the conversation out. I just didn't like it. I just thought they were being rude and they shouldn't do that.
I think that's a danger of doing that. And I think you're right. You know, explaining those things to folks is a good thing to do. That's the kind, caring,
mm-hmm.
good neighbor thing to do. And of course, Greg was too afraid.
And we're told, don't do this and don't do that. And here's their cultural norm. Well, when people come here, should be just, I mean, in some countries, we extend our hand to shake hands. In some countries, that is absolutely taboo.
It's offensive,
never
yeah.
do that.
That's true.
There are cultural norms everywhere. And in the interest of getting along and having fluid borders, I think we all have to recognize those. And
thanks,
I felt badly for that man because I simply felt he didn't understand them. They were scared of him. It was just an unfortunate situation.
I agree. Thank you, Laura. Good perspective. Appreciate
in.
Hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, in a situation in a dark alley or wherever it was that was happening is not the right time to explain cultural norms
right.
to those folks. And I don't think she was saying that it was. But, you know, in the right circumstances with somebody who you're familiar with, like her boss or whoever, you know, if you've got rapport with that person and you've had interactions with them, then there's an appropriate time that you could probably sit down with them and sort of like, hey, look, you know, you're new here and here's the way things tend to work in the United States. Like, we got this weird thing called tipping. You may not have that where you're from because apparently that's not a real all over the place kind of thing. And each individual plot of land tends to have different features to it. And that even extends inside the United States. There are things that are different, very different about living here in New England versus, you know, the South where you and I are from.
Right.
Daryl. So let's continue with Nick. He is in Pennsylvania listening to WILM in Delaware. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Why should Americans bend over backwards for these illegals and these Mexicans and these Spanish people?
What do you mean bend over backwards?
Need to learn, they need to learn English, okay?
They do. They do. Over generations, the studies show that they, you know, by second or third generation, they're fluent in English and usually don't even know the original language.
Why do I have to press one to continue in English? Why is that happening?
Because it's good customer service to offer your customers different languages.
That's also not a federal law or a state law that says that private companies have to provide options for people, but not everybody. And a lot of these companies, they'll use the same voice system worldwide. They don't have one just for the U.S. If it's a global company, they're going to have the same voice system worldwide. And English
is American, okay? And when I call an American company in the United States, I expect to not have to press one to continue.
Goodness. Talk about first world problems. Oh, God. I just can't extend my arm to the dial pad and press the one button.
Why should I do that? It wasn't like that 20 years ago, but the Americans want to...
Well, 20 years ago, I guess they didn't have touch-tone phones.
And worship these illegal people that have overrun this country, and they all gathered up and sent back to where they
worship. Who's worshiping? And by the way, stop advocating for violence against your fellow man. It's really embarrassing to hear people
do that. Where's the violence? How did I say violence?
What do you think gathered up means, sir? What do you think gathered up means?
Gather up and deport means someone will use violence.
Yeah, they're not going to just ask nicely, are they?
Sure, somehow defining gathering as violent.
Yes, sir, because what if I don't want to be gathered?
You're sick in the head, pal.
What if I don't want to be gathered? It's an easy question.
You're some kind of a sicko, okay? Just press my words around like that.
You're the one who's sick, sir. You're the one who wants to use violence against peaceful people.
Sent back to wherever they came from.
Sent back. Does that mean they're going to be invited to leave?
When they should
are they going to be asked nicely to exit?
And learn English, and they should know who the president is.
Can you answer my question?
And they should know how our government works.
Can you answer my question?
What's your question?
Okay. To gather them up and send them back, does that mean that they're going to be nicely invited to leave or that they will be forced to leave?
What you do is you set up a nice big table and you fill it with tacos and burritos and chicken wings, and they'll come and eat, and then you just grab them.
That's violence, sir. That's violence. When you grab them
on the trucks and send them back where they go.
If you were able to, can anybody go eat these tacos and burritos and chicken wings, or is it only for people that are here illegally?
If you eat
how are the children of illegals?
God, I wish you hadn't called at the end of the show. You know what, Nick? Call tomorrow night. We'll be on live starting at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. You just dial that same number, and we'll continue this conversation because you still don't see how what you're advocating is absolutely force against peaceful people. It's violence. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gobble.